Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So a few weeks back on this program, we received a visit from a global superstar.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
I don't even need to introduce Elmo there, but I did have to remind people that puppeteer Kevin Clash was the voice and artistry behind Elmo. He was visiting us to talk about his film Being Elmo, and in that film, there is a striking scene of Kevin and other Sesame Street puppeteers training Sesame Street characters from around the world. The only language in common was the language of puppetry, and it was astounding to watch how these puppet characters would come alive in France and South Africa, Mexico and Russia, with all the familiarity of the Sesame Street back here in the USA. The power of puppetry fused with an American notion of freedom and unselfconscious curiosity about the world, which characterizes Sesame Street. Well, that American export has been on display for a week now in Afghanistan with the brand new launch of Sesame Street Afghanistan on Kabul's Tolo TV. And here to talk about it is Sherry Weston, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Sesame Workshop. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right here in the studio. Great to have you here. And we're connecting, Sherry, with Farhad Hashimi, Education and Research Director for the Sesame Street Project in Kabul. Good morning, Farhad.
Good morning and good evening, because right now it's evening in Kabul.
There we go. Well, the two of you are on the program this morning to talk about the challenges and really the excitement associated with extending Sesame Street a few more blocks to Kabul. Sherry, what are the challenges faced whenever you go into a new sort of cultural domain with these characters that started out as Americans but become something much bigger?
Well, the challenges are making sure that it's adapted culturally so that it really is accepted in that country, but also so that children feel they're seeing themselves. I mean, the beauty of it is it's not seen as an American show. We're not exporting Sesame Street, the domestic version. We're going to great lengths to find like-minded partners like Farhad and Kabul, who will help us make sure that this show is designed for Afghan children, reflecting their culture, their language. And the great thing is it's the essence of Sesame Street, but it's truly indigenous.
Now, this is partially funded by the State Department. Is that right, Farhad Hashimi?
Yes, that's true.
So in that case, how do you keep a child watching Tolo TV in Kabul from seeing Elmo as a version of a U.S. military officer, for instance? How do you universalize these characters?
Actually, children are quite excited to see Elmo and other Sesame characters. Plus the material that we produce here inside Afghanistan on TV. Because, you know, for all the years of war and all that, so there have been, you know, less entertaining programs for children on TV. And if there are entertaining programs, they are just meant to be entertaining. So this kind of educational program is really something interesting for the children. Like the time we had the promos on air, I already, you know, started receiving calls from different families that I knew, people who are on the advisory committee and people who are involved in developing the show, that our kids are really excited to see this program on TV. So it's really exciting for them. So that's how it is.
It's not exactly the ratings there, but that excitement is palpable, Sherry.
Well, and the other thing, when you ask about Elmo being seen as American, when Joan Ganz Cooney created Sesame Street some 43 years ago, she said that she thought she was creating the quintessential American show. And within a year, there was interest from Germany, and we ended up with Sesamstrasse. There was interest from Mexico, and we ended up with Plaza Sesamo. And the beauty of it is Elmo is a little red furry monster. He doesn't look like any particular ethnicity.
You know, I've noticed that.
He doesn't look like any.
I have noticed
so that. Children absolutely identify with these Muppets, and that's the beauty of it. They are universal.
That's Sherry Weston, who's Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Sesame Workshop. Farhad Hashimi, what's the name of Sesame Street over there in Kabul?
It's called Bahçe Simsim, which means Sesame Little Garden. The name itself, like, you know, it's really appealing to children because bahçe or little garden is something that children see in the countryside and all over the country. That's something common to them to see it as part of their day-to-day life. And at the same time, because, you know, it's beautiful when you talk about a bahçe, the little garden. So that's the name for Sesame program in Afghanistan.
That's true. And it's in Pashtun?
We try to find a name that goes for both languages, like Pashtun. vocabulary.
That's
so
great.
So Bohcha and Pashto as well.
It's interesting. Again, the challenge is right there for you. Farhad Hashemi is Education Research Director for the Sesame Street Project in Kabul, Afghanistan. You describe this, Farhad, as an educational program. But you have to push, I mean, in some sense, the mandate for Sesame Street is to push kids to think about things maybe that are topical, that are going on in their community, that are problems, issues of human rights, maybe of women's rights. How difficult is that for you to remain culturally sensitive, but also relevant?
Sure, I agree with you that, you know, besides the educational part, it's not just education on pre-literacy, like numbers and letters, but it's also, you know, on social, accepted social norms and accepted social behaviors. With this first season, we actually, we are trying to, you know, convey sensible messages, not just to the pre-literacy, but as well as to the social aspect of it and the emotion part of that. It is really not easy to do that in a country like Afghanistan, where you have different ethnicities here, and you know, at the same time, you have to make sure that it's a show that's acceptable for parents, and they let their children to watch it, because in a country like Afghanistan, you have the parents controlling the TV. The minute they don't like it, they will just, you know, switch to another channel. And then at the same time, you know, we have to make sure that you have an equal representation of the ethnic groups in the live action films that we have got, so that, you know, in a way it's acceptable for them.
Dealing with diversity is a long-standing expertise of Sesame Street, that's for sure. Farhad Hashemi is Education Research Director for the Sesame Street Project in Kabul, Afghanistan. So does that mean, Sherry Weston, that you never say Taliban in Afghanistan at Sesame Street, or you embrace the war?
Well, let me make one correction. There really isn't an agenda per se. With Sesame Workshop, our only agenda is helping children reach their highest potential. But there are curricular focuses. So while this project will be focused on math, on literacy, on life skills, on school readiness, there will be a special emphasis on girls' education, on diversity. I mean, children in Afghanistan will see not just sort of open their eyes to a larger world, but even the diversity within their country. That is one of the things. Through our live action films, we have unique new production showing Afghan children throughout the country, both urban and rural settings.
Well, it's been on for a week in Afghanistan. Sherry Weston is Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for Sesame Workshop. Farhad Hashemi, is Sesame Street brought to you by a particular letter or a number or a symbol?
If I understood that correctly, Shari is there, she can correct me, is that we have got that, you know, kind of one number per day that you're airing the program, if I understood the question correctly.